Thank you, Minister, for being with us today. My home province of Quebec has had an extensive debate, as you just discussed, with Senator Bellemare on the issue of MAID, and is the only province in Canada to have enacted legislation, Bill 52, just this past December 2015. And my question follows somewhat the train of thought that you have just been putting forward. As a member of the Special Joint Parliamentary Committee, I had the privilege of hearing testimony from an important constitutional expert in this country, Professor Peter Hogg. He emphasized to us the importance of federal legislation in setting a basic framework for MAID. But he also said that there is no guarantee that all provinces will have uniform legislation, and some might have none. To quote him directly, quote, "One thing that you can do is you could recommend a provision in the federal law that in effect provides that, I call it an equivalence provision, that in effect says that if the federal minister of health or governor of council is satisfied that a province or a territory has enacted safeguards that are substantially equivalent to the federal safeguards, then the federal law would not apply in that province. The advantage of doing that is that it would avoid overlapping legislation. If you don't do something like that, issues of conflict between the federal and provincial law will be complicated, and they will be resolved by the rule of federal paramountcy. That would be a bad situation, and I think it can be resolved in any so-called equivalence position." End of quote. That was all Professor Hogg. So I'd like to know what your response is to that, and how do you see the federal legislation C-14 and Quebec's Bill 52 coexisting? And have you thought about this equivalence provision? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Senator Stephen, for the question and following up on the previous question with respect to the Quebec law. We have, the Minister of Health and I have engaged substantively since forming government with our provincial and territorial counterparts and have had discussion around what a regime of medical assistance in dying could or should look like. And you referenced Professor Hogg, and certainly I had the benefit of studying him when I was in law school. And the views of the provinces and territories, the attorneys general and the health ministers across the country, and the view of our government is that there should be and needs to be a uniform criminal law across the country. And that's what we have sought to do in terms of Bill C-14, to ensure that there is a baseline of safeguards that exist, to ensure there's consistency in terms of eligibility. And if we were to look at the equivalency provisions that Professor Hogg spoke to, it would not necessarily achieve that objective in terms of the uniform framework across the country that we have been asked to put in place. So there are standards of safeguards, standards of eligibility that exist in the criminal law context, and provinces and territories, including as I spoke to with respect to Quebec, have the ability, working with the minister, the federal minister of health, but working within their own jurisdictions, to put in place other regulatory provisions that they deem appropriate in terms of medically assisted dying.
So therefore, it's my understanding from your response that federal law would be paramount to provincial law. Is that correct in this case?
If Bill C-14 comes into being and receives royal assent, it would provide that uniformity in terms of the criminal law provisions across the country. So the eligibility criteria would apply in every jurisdiction. The safeguards that are injected in C-14 would apply. So that would provide that baseline, that uniformity across the country.
You would see there would be no problem in the coexistence of C-14 and Bill 52 in Quebec.
And my apologies, Senator, yes, and this goes to the previous question in terms of the legislation in Quebec that is put in place under the province's health jurisdiction, and this is under the criminal law powers of the federal Parliament, and there would be not a necessary conflict in terms of those laws. And as I said, the Quebec is considering their law in light of Bill C-14, but there is no conflict in terms of laws.
Does the equivalence provision deter uniformity across the country? Is that the point that you're making?
Well, we're the point that I'm maybe not very articulately trying to make is that we're looking at having uniformity on such a complex matter of medical assistance in dying. Uniformity is provided and conveyed through the criminal law powers that we have. So it's that uniformity that we're looking for, and it's that request that we've received from provinces and territories to ensure that there is access in each jurisdiction and to ensure that there's not a patchwork of regimes throughout the country.